Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, what was the governor's thought behind approving this? Do we know?
Well, that overwhelming support in the legislature. People wanted it, and it was sort of put together in a recipe that was bound to be success. We're talking about home cooked food here. We're talking about stuff that may be at the farmer's market or, you know, sold to the neighbors down the street, any number of different ways, tamales, cookies, different things you see. But rather than being presented as a food issue or a health issue at the legislature, it was presented by the Cook Alliance, which was backing this, as a social justice issue, saying that most of these cooks and small entrepreneurs are minorities. 8 out of 10 are women. Almost half are black. The big group is Hispanic and other immigrant groups that are just looking for a foot up. So they made it a social justice issue. Then the kitchen got transformed into something called the Micro Enterprise Home Kitchen. So it had a little acronym, MKE, there. The fourth part of it was, okay, we're going to follow the same rules possibly as restaurants with some other modifications, but we're going to make it open, the food business, so it's not just controlled by restaurants and the big industrial people. Again, social justice. And then the icing on the cake was, oh, by the way, it'll still be up to the locals to enforce and follow these rules and license them, so somebody else is going to actually have to do the work. What's not to sign in Sacramento? You pass it on, everybody's happy.
Yeah. And, of course, the cynic says, all well and good until that batch of quinoa salad goes bad and a bunch of people are down with foodborne illness and we're trying to figure out where it came from.
Well, that's why some of the county associations were opposed to it, for, in addition to the cost, because they're going to have to administer this and come up with the licensing, and, you know, you're going to have to take a test on this, was the concern that you're moving from, I mean, currently there's a cottage kitchen law that would allow, let's say, you make candy and popcorn, non-perishable sort of food items for sale. When you're getting into the perishable foods, like you were just talking about, then that rises the health stakes, and that's why some people were opposed to this idea, saying it's going too far. But that's not the way the trend is going. That's not what we're seeing. And add in the libertarian idea of everybody being an entrepreneur. Like I said, Stan, this wasn't so much about food. This was about social justice. And these days, that trumps a lot of other things.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.